I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
This Wednesday.
Okay.
Would you like to social distance with me?
Wednesday. What am I doing Wednesday? If I'm not at the CD store, sure.
Wait, what does this mean?
That we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing.
Oh. Why am I not invited?
You never were.
I don't think that really answers this question.
You were never not invited to not hang out with us.
I don't know what this means.
No, I think it means the world's ending.
Hey, I got a new neighbor over here. Like, she just moved in. So, hey, this is what we do every Monday.
I like Robbie on a mission.
Wait, you what?
Ah, you freaking broke up.
Yeah, you did. What'd you say?
I like how you're pointing at Robbie and calling him a she.
Well, in my world...
Jake, who has the blue wig? I know it's still around somewhere.
I have no idea. Probably Mom. I'm not going over there.
Yeah, neither am I. They're like way far away.
Yeah, they're like a mile away, but, you know.
Not for me. They're like at least 20 miles away.
I mean, I'm sure it's in the freaking football toy box still. where it has been for the last 35 years.
Well, I used to bury you and Tim in? Sometimes together?
No, that's a lie. But anyway, yeah. Why'd you ask about the blue wig?
I don't know. I just thought Robbie in the blue wig seemed amusing.
You wanted it to look pretty, didn't you?
It does look pretty.
No, you.
What?
Don't dodge the question. What are you, the president?
I can't even make fun of that asshole right now. I'm just so fucking angry. I'm so goddamn angry. You know what Dr. Fauci said within the last 24 hours?
A lot of things, but what are you talking about?
100,000 to 200,000 deaths. Yeah. This is fucking unacceptable.
So the one
that it's gonna peak in Georgia probably around April 22nd. So we still got 3 more weeks of this shit.
At least that's to the peak.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the doctor that Trump decided that he doesn't want on his press conferences anymore because he contradicts him.
And so, on the scale that he said, that's 100,000 is the conservative estimate. That's the low end of the guess.
Well, the high end is 7 million.
Jesus.
Wait, what?
That's only 0.5% of our population. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Okay, yeah. So.
Think of this. This is not Dr. Fauci's guesstimate. And it's a guesstimate. It's not an estimate. It's a goddamn guesstimate.
It's an educated guess, be fair. He's a doctor.
Okay, it's an educated guesstimate. Yeah. But the high end of other people chiming in is 7 fucking citizens of the United States of America.
I don't know how that's going to sound in recording, but on my end, all I got was 7 citizens.
That's what I heard, too.
Goddamn, 7 million citizens of the United States of America.
Can we just go back to where it's just 7? I like that one way better.
That was a month ago. 7 was a month ago.
Oh, back when it was a hoax.
I only had 15.
Can I just say, this is a really good hoax. Someone's really getting us on this one.
It's okay. Like the goddamn moon being fake.
Wait, what? You believe in the moon?
Motherfucker, go to Rational Wiki and look at fucking moon landing hoax. The moon is fucking fake. It's a projection that's been up there for thousands of years to fuck with the people. There are crazy motherfuckers in this world.
You might need to turn your video quality down or kick Robbie off.
Robbie, turn your video off.
Why?
Why? Because you're fucking up my fucking video using my bandwidth.
Robbie, it would have been hilarious if you would have gone up there and stole his computer from him. Give me that internet. Turn your camera back on, Robbie.
Turn my video off. Is that better?
Well, can you just turn the quality down?
I don't know.
Now all I can see is Jordan. I'm not complaining, but
no, it's fine.
I feel like he's coming up.
Jordan?
Yep.
What is going on? No! No! What happened to Robbie? Oh my god, no!
You broke my ears. Like,
humanity! What is going on?
I'm here.
What did Robbie do to you? Am I gonna have to.
You're okay, blink twice.
He turned his camera off. I can't see him. Shut up.
Somewhere over here.
Find it. We're having technical difficulties, guys.
Oh, man.
Damn. Is Josh going to come by through your kitchen window?
I don't have his internet. He better not come through that window.
What if he came out of that window like the girl from The Ring?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. Wait, I don't like that Robbie's in a completely different position now.
Well, I lost my earpiece in Robbie's bed.
Robbie, if you can hear us, give Josh's earpiece back.
Well, my computer's slightly broken now.
Well, good.
The screen's coming out.
Like broke wings.
Huh.
Or what kind of, wait, should we celebrate like your screen's honesty? Because I appreciate that.
God damn it, Jake.
It's 2020, man. That screen can be whatever. I hate that screen to be whatever it identifies as. It could even be a keyboard.
Well, I'm not living in a country where my screen thinks it can be a keyboard.
Wait, what country?
A country.
No.
Okay. Let's start things off with our weekly wellness checks.
I feel like Rob found my earpiece.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's sweet of him. He's even bringing it down to me. I attacked him, and he's bringing me my earpiece. Thanks, Rob. Well, you're my hero.
First of all, I think Wellness Checks is a very bland cereal. But in all fairness, all checks are bland cereals. Like, let's be honest. Does anyone, if you had to get a Chex cereal, is there any reason you're not picking rice? Like, who the hell is getting corn and wheat Chex?
Whoa. Wait. I haven't had cereal for years. Which one do I like? I like the oats and nuts Chex. Whatever the fuck. Never mind.
Those are called Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah, that's the one. I like the Honey Bunches of Oats Chex.
Those aren't Chex, but all right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no other cereal in my mind.
Hold on.
Robbie! Your fucking computer while you're making your bed.
Mute your microphone, Rob. Wait, no, still.
That was the wrong button.
Thanks, buddy. We love you. I'm sorry I attacked you and broke your computer.
Had it coming. Anyway, no, back to wellness checks. Josh, how are you doing?
I bought 2 weeks of worth of alcohol for the fourth time this month.
Wait.
Yeah, well, hold on. I don't... I think that... Don't try to gussy it up. You just went and bought alcohol.
No, I've actually... Like, Vanessa's right here and she's going to get pissed at me, but I've actually drinking more because everybody's been stuck in the house and honestly, I get it. I totally get it. But everybody but me and Robbie, because Robbie actually has a job
now.
But yeah, you need to get a better fucking job.
Yeah, well,
you don't look. I know. I get it. It's okay. It's fine. We'll have this conversation off air, Robbie.
Yeah, I feel like this.
I feel like you would have a lot better luck whenever there wasn't a global pandemic going on.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even look. Anyways.
I don't know if you noticed, but there's a lot of people have been losing their jobs. And not a lot of people getting jobs around this time.
Can I fuck with my son without you guys being judgmental?
No.
No. You know what, Josh? How dare you? Robbie is a sweet, innocent, young, and I can't finish that sentence. I'm sorry.
Speaking of which, have you guys seen... Never mind. Anyways. No, it's stressful for Vanessa. It's stressful for me because, I mean, you know, Jesus, the five of them are stuck in the house pretty much all day. Mm-hmm. And I get home and I feel like I'm everybody's release. I mean, God, does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
Everybody's coming at me from every angle, and I'm okay. The alcohol joke aside, you know, I'm really not drinking more because of this. I'm just drinking the same because employment.
I was gonna say it'd be hard to drink more, but all right.
but really, you know, it's stressful because I really feel pressure because, you know, when I get home, everybody's been here all fucking day. Like on Robbie's day off. And, you know, and then so everybody's coming at me from every side. And it's just like, Jesus, one at a time.
They're like, oh, my gosh, someone new.
And even the animals. I mean, I hate it when I have to suplex a cat. It's okay.
You remember that time I made your cat throw up?
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah. Yeah, so was I. I'm the one that made your cat throw up.
It's weird that my cat's allergic to the cat guy.
It is weird.
I don't like that. Anyway.
You're not really allergic to the cat guy, just the cat guy dancer.
Speaking of cats, I really, really in the past, what, year and a half, have wanted a pet mountain lion so fucking bad. But apparently...
put a pin in this. Josh, shut the hell up!
Yeah, I know. We'll get to this later.
Yeah. Just put a pin in owning giant cats. Just hold on.
I'm depressed because of that. I'm going to make myself another drink in a minute because of that.
Well, when you do it, make sure you mute your microphone. So, but anyway, hey, I'm going to be honest here. I feel like Josh just had a real moment, and I really appreciated the honesty, because that is a stressful situation. One that I do not have to deal with. And I, you know, didn't think about stuff like that.
Well, and you know what? At the same time, you know, I haven't exactly lived at home for the last 2 years, so that doesn't help either. Like I moved the family up here, and we're in the same house after 2 years, And then everybody but me and partially Robbie is trapped inside. And so, you know, I mean, there's that too.
You went straight from no people to all the people and they can't leave the house.
Yeah, like, I want people.
You what?
Nothing. Vanessa's sitting at the couch, on the couch, glaring at me.
Yeah, I bet she's like, you better not say something stupid.
Too late for that, Robbie.
Yeah, I opened my mouth already.
Yeah, he's been talking for the last 5 minutes. Jordan, how are you doing?
You know, I have my moments. I've had to go into work at the CD store a couple times, which was a little unnerving. So last week I worked from home, and then I also had to go into the CD store, but then can't remember if it was Tuesday. Yeah, it was Tuesday. My mom called and she's like, "Hey, your stepdad had to go to the hospital today." And I was like, "Oh God, what for?" And she's like, "Oh, it's nothing. The physical therapist came and saw that his leg was a little swollen. Context, my stepdad can't drive, nor can he walk without the use of a walker." And I was like, okay, but like they didn't take him to like the COVID-19 area of the hospital. She's like, no, he just went to the emergency room and they put him in a room real quick. And I was like, okay. And like they're doing the COVID-19 stuff in a different part of the hospital. I'm like, still doesn't make me feel any better. And she goes, okay. And then she hangs up. And then she calls me back and says, "Hey, can you go get your stepdad from the hospital?" To which I was like, "Oh God, oh God, oh God, yes, yeah, fine, yes." So I got ready. So after I clocked out of work, I got ready, and I told her to tell me when to go, because like I wasn't going in to the hospital. Like he was getting wheeled out to me, and before I left the house, Chelsea has a couple of like a box of latex gloves that she has. Whenever she dyes her hair, she wears them. So I put a pair of those on just in case I had to get out of the hospital or get out of the car. And my stepdad gets wheeled out, and he's just wheeled out in a wheelchair. Like they don't have any kind of gloves on him. They don't have like a face mask on him or anything. And he's just like, and I was like, "Is everything all right?" He's like, "Oh yeah, it was fine in there." I'm like, "What do you mean it was fine?" Like. So yeah, it was just like all the doctors were nice and clean and they had gloves and masks on and like, and they didn't offer you any? I'm like, "No." I'm like, "How long were you in there?" She's like, "Yeah, a few hours." I'm like,
okay, they're not going to offer him any masks because apparently the federal government is hoarding the masks for some reason.
Probably
because they know what the fuck's coming.
Anyway, so
2021 is coming.
I get my stepdad in my car, and I bring him back to his house. My mom helps him get out of the car, brings him inside. I waste zero time, and I bust out the alcohol wipes, and I'm wiping down everything that he's touched because I have no idea what this man has been exposed to in the hospital.
Yeah, no.
And also, well, like, I'm super worried because both my parents are, you know, compromised. So.
What?
Sorry. I used to work in a hospital, so trust me, that's not an overreaction.
No, Jake. I'm laughing at Jake's face.
Laughing at his hair.
No time. It's very Chandler of him.
I'm getting more and more disheveled every week.
I wasted no time busting out the alcohol wipes and just like wiping down everything that like he had touched. When I got home, like, I Lysoled the seats. Like, I wasn't taking any chances. I'm not fucking around. But, like, he's also immunocompromised, and my mom is also immunocompromised. So, I was really, I'm like, all right, well, shit, your ticker starts today. Both of you, like, your clock resets. So if in 5 to 7 days from now you start to feel bad, you probably pick something up whenever you're at the hospital.
Yeah.
Luckily, that hasn't been the case, but I've had to go into work at the CD store a couple times. And
wait,
whenever I come home. No, we're not open, but we have a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. So we actually did close down one of our stores completely, but that was already happening, and this just expedited it. So that store is getting broken down, and all the stock from that store is coming to my store. So we're moving stuff around and getting stuff ready. But every time I go back home, I ended up...
I mean, not the store closed, that you're...
How much have you had to drink tonight?
At least 5.
Might want to cut it off. Anyway, carry on, Jordan.
Every time I come home, I go straight up into the shower, and I just immediately throw my clothes in the washing machine, because I'm not fucking around.
Good. Like that? Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, not fucking around.
So, here in Utah, here's the limbo of... That was weird. Well, the limbo that I've been living in is... So, on Friday, I've gotten to work every single day. I work at the golf course, but... I need to stress this to people, because I don't like going to work during all this, but... I work by myself. I have my own cart. No one's touching my things. I don't touch other things. Like, I am very isolated normally in my job. But the problem is, so on Friday, the Utah governor was like, he issued a statement of, okay, you guys couldn't handle, keep gatherings to 10 people or less. Now I'm saying no gatherings. No gatherings.
Well,
so, like... Okay. Hold on.
I have something to say about that when you're done. So just...
All right.
Put a pin there.
So he issues no gatherings. So the main city here is St. George. So after the governor said all that, St. George is like, all right, we're closing golf courses, we're closing parks, we're just... Everyone's shutting down. My golf course is owned by Washington City. Washington is St. George's little cancerous wart. And they're like, we're going to do business as usual. So, like, the changes they've made is, okay, people can't go in the pro shop. They can't linger together outside. But then, like, on their tea times, like, all right, everyone in the cart, 4-somes, 5-somes, go ahead, go out. And I'm just like, what the hell are we doing? Like, why are we just ignoring this? And so every day this has been happening, because now that I know that the St. George golf courses are closed... I worked every day this weekend, and it's just been in this limbo, like, am I coming to work tomorrow? Am I not coming to work tomorrow? I don't know what's happening. And man, that really cuts into your work motivation, because I'm just, like, sitting at work going, I just need to know, like, are we still going or not? And it's just become a day-by-day basis, and now it's just, oh, it's stressful.
So my question is... I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but if they close the golf course, you guys still need to take care of the greens and the fairways and all that shit. So you'll still have to come into work, right?
As far as we know, yeah, and that's exactly where I was going with this. There is a happy spin at the end of this. So, because, yeah, I don't care what anyone says, grass doesn't stop growing in a pandemic.
Right. So
what we're thinking will probably happen is they will close off the golf course to golfers and basically lay off all the part-time people, but I'm a full-time person, and we'll just come in every day. No one gets anywhere near each other. So there'll be no golfers on the course. No one's in our way. We can just go out and do the necessary things and then go home, which this is going to take us... I don't know if this is a bad thing, a bad spin on this, but that is literally my dream. I have joked for years about how much I love working on a golf course, except for all the golfers around. And now
you won't have some asshole drive. You won't have some asshole driving a ball to your thigh so hard that his ball. God damn it! That even sounds worse.
I watched that happen. Josh got drilled by a golf ball in the thigh.
Yeah, it left the dimples through my shorts. But anyways, no. So yeah, like the county I work in it is
Well, you're cutting out real bad. The county you work in ..
is closed down. Like DeKalb County shut down. And because I'm a government contractor and I work on emergency services, you know, I mean, fires are not going to stop for this pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fires happen year round, depending on what part of the country you're in. And so, you know, we have to have helicopters ready to go right now. I have to go into work every day, and it's just, this shit is just freaking crazy.
So yeah, since I'm a city employee, we're lumped in with like the power department, the streets department, you know, all these departments that still need to function. Like, yeah. I'm the most non-essential employee out there, just because I'm like, I dig holes on a golf course, but since I work for a city, here we go, let's do this.
Well, Jake, it's like when we're talking the other day on the phone, is not essential. We are sensual employees.
I am a sensual employee. No, that makes it sound like I want to like approach people, and I don't.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
All right, so Robbie, how are you doing?
Good. Bit tired, but
My dad broke my computer.
Okay, Josh sent me a meme the other day that was wildly accurate. All it said was, "How are you doing?" And then the bottom line just said, "I have literally no idea." And holy shit, I felt that. Like, I am exhausted.
Yeah.
Man, also,
like there's so much hidden worry with all this. The people that are taking this with a grain of salt are fucking insane. That's all I have to say. They're fucking insane. Like, there's so much stress with all this. There's so much stress. There are people in New York who are losing their whole fucking household.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking last man standing type shit. This is fucking scary. And these fucking conservative assholes who are saying, oh, the flu killed more last year.
It wasn't
here last year.
The flu killed this many last year.
Off again.
Okay, so I said the flu killed this many last year, but this disease was not fucking here last year.
Yeah. And if it goes unchecked, like people.
So the conservative estimate is 100 to 200,000 people. The fucking liberal estimate is 7 fucking million people.
I wish you'd pick different words for both of those. Just because, like, I understood what you meant with conservative and liberal, but those are both words right now.
So
can we say low end and scenario, high end?
Best case scenario is 100 to 200,000 people. Worst case scenario is 7 million.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm starting to think.
All that is unacceptable. You know, if only the previous administration had a program in place.
If only.
To watch out for this type of shit.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm starting to think I'm not going on a cruise next month.
You're not. Dude, I will fucking disown Robbie.
The, Oh, I'm going on a cruise. No, that was a joke. I'm not going on a cruise. I'm already started canceling it. Come on. Guys, I'm not stupid. I might look stupid, but I'm not stupid. I have the sweet eraser head hair right now, but I'm not stupid.
Eraser head? It looks like you put your freaking finger in a blender.
Yeah, eraser head.
Wait, what does putting a finger in a blender have to do with his hair?
Yeah, I put my dick in the lights on it, not my finger in the
blender. In the blender by his finger and his hair getting messed up.
That would mess up your hair. Last bit of news before we move on to happier things. Oh shit, I forgot the last bit of Oh, I remember what it was. Guys, at this point, I'm pretty sure I'm just playing Animal Crossing out of spite because I refuse to be taken advantage of by a capitalist raccoon. You're like, F you, Tom Nook.
Does he have a big red tie that hangs entirely too far down?
No, he has a Hawaiian shirt on. Pretty much, yeah. On an island. Holy shit, Tom Nook is Jimmy Buffett. He's in a Hawaiian shirt on an island, probably drinking margaritas.
Bitching about how the mouse is too capitalist for him.
Yeah, fucking looking for his lost shaker of salt.
Yeah, you know what? F Tom Nook. Wait, who are you?
Chelsea's actually downstairs playing right now.
How's she liking it?
She actually really likes it, which is weird because she doesn't like any game that doesn't have Mario in it, with the exception of one or two Zelda games. So when I got it for her, like she got excited about it because her friend was playing it. And she's like, I don't know what he said to me. He said he has a whole bunch of tarantulas. And I don't know what that means. I'm like, it sounds like he has a whole bunch of tarantulas. She's like, yeah, but I don't know what that means inside the game. So I was like, all right, do you want me to pick the game up for you? She's like, I don't know. And then I had to go to the CD store the next day. And GameStop is only doing curbside pickup. So they won't let you go. They won't let you go in the store. But if you order it online, you
get the option. I got a story about that.
Shut up, Josh.
Anyway, Jordan's done too. Oh, my turn?
No! Jordan's on curbside pickup. You talked.
I know.
Do you?
Maybe.
Jordan, continue. I'll mute Josh.
What was I saying?
You went to GameStop, curbside pickup.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was at this store. I was texting Kelsey. I'm like, did you want me to get this game? Because I can buy it online and just go and get it. And she kind of did the, I don't know, if you want. Which is like the way of saying yeah, but she doesn't want to say yeah. It's like, fine, I'll just get it. And then she played it and she's like, this game is really good. Why haven't I been playing this game on all the other systems? I'm like, because you consistently tell me you don't like games that don't have Mario in it. Like, I almost didn't spend the $60 on this one because this one didn't have Mario in it.
I bet there's Mario in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, getting this to the point of the game where she can take pictures of stuff and put the pictures, like the QR code stuff, in her game.
Oh, so she's gone full customization?
I don't know if she's gotten that far yet, but she's gotten to the point where she has a house and she can visit other islands. And then she's like, how come I can't visit other islands? I'm like, you need an online account. She's like, how much is that? I'm like, it's $20. She's like, you have one. I'm like, yeah, because I'm on my friend's family plan. You need to get yours. So if you want, we can get a family plan and we'll just be on the same one. And she's like, no, I'm going to buy my own. And then she just, like, right then and there spent $20 on a year of Nintendo Online.
Can I get her friend code? Because I only have one other friend that plays it, and I don't know who it is. It's that kitty girl.
Yeah, let me send her a text.
Can I be on her family?
Can you be what?
On her family plan. Really? Is my internet that bad?
Yeah, and every word that Robbie says I can hear just fine.
Robbie, shut off your goddamn camera for the last time.
Why are you blaming him?
I don't know. It's funny. He just doesn't. Robbie, I love you.
But yeah, it's gotten to a point. Wait, Jordan, does she have the museum yet?
Yeah, she was looking in it earlier whenever I came upstairs.
The museum blew my mind. I literally hang out in the museum. Like, I will turn the game on and just walk around the museum. It is so relaxing and so peaceful. Like, I joked about playing the game out of spite. I am enjoying the game. It is really wholesome escapism, but the museum is what really won me over. It is huge. It is a massive museum. But, anyway, speaking of animals, are we ready for this?
Nessa broke my Nerf gun. So, no, I gotta say something. Yeah. Back to the Corona thing. So, Reformation Brewing here in Woodstock is open for to-go beer. So Reformation Brewing, Jordan, correct me if I'm wrong, they have three breweries in the, or three tap rooms in the area, right?
Yeah, there's one by me, there's one by you, and I know that there's another one, but I don't know where that one is.
Right, and the one by me is the main brewery, though, correct?
That was...
Because they're the only one that's open right now.
It was the first one, correct.
And anyways, they're kind of open right now. They're open for to-go beer and curbside pickup. So Saturday, Ness and I had to go to Costco, had, you know, grocery shopping, all that shit. Lunchtime, we were hungry, so we stopped by Truck and Tap because the food truck was out there, and got a badass freaking I got a badass mac and cheese and pulled pork sandwich. And anyways, we went over to Reformation, grab a beer, and everybody's social distancing outside. That, you know, because Reformation has tables and chairs and stuff outside. And there's small groups spread out. Jeez, they're probably 20 feet apart. Like people aren't fucking around with social distancing out here. And anyway, so Ness and I were sitting at a table, and a security guard walks up to us and yells at us because we're sitting too close together. Like we're at like a picnic table. I'm, you know, across the bench facing Vanessa, we're talking, and security guard yelled at us. And I almost told the dude, like, my filter shut off at the last minute. It's like, anyways, I'll skip that. My filter's going to shut off again right now because Vanessa's sitting right here, and I'm about to shoot her with a Nerf dart. No, I'm not. She broke my Nerf gun. Anyways, so I told, you know, we told the dude that we're married, we're driving in the same car, and we sleep in the same bed. He's like, I don't care. It's social distancing. it's like, dude, you know, I get that you're trying to do your part, but I don't think you get how this is really working. And so, anyways, we finished our beers and we left. So, anyways, it was just kind of an odd thing.
You went outside?
That's weird.
Just like I said.
Oh, yeah, Robbie's here.
We were shopping, and we were hungry, and honestly, Truck and Tap has, for the time being, the best food close to us. So.
And I drove through Taco Bell.
Taco Bell? I don't even think Taco Bell's open here.
The drive-thru should be open. I did a drive-thru Burger King yesterday. So
it's important local business.
Yeah. I made burgers at home tonight. Oh. So I made burgers at home tonight, but I cooked them on the stove. I didn't grill them outside tonight, but Chelsea brought home some ground sirloin ground beef, so it's a little bit leaner. But I put it in the freezer because I didn't know whenever I was going to cook it. So I put it in the freezer, and then I thawed it out tonight. And when I went to go start making the burger patties, I noticed that some of the meat was white. Like, it lost its pigmentation. And I got really scared for a second. I'm like, it's been in the freezer. And like, I was like, I panic Googled. And it's like, oh, yeah, no, that's fine. It's like once the meat comes out of the freezer, like, that's what happens whenever, like, oxygen hits it. It, like, loses all of its color. And it's like,
yeah.
And then it looks really, like, it looks like it has a pool. It's sitting in a pool of blood. But that's really just, like, the mm-hmm. color pigmentation.
Yeah. That, like, that, oh. Yeah, that's normal.
So, and then I made burgers. And then because it was in the freezer for a week, it tasted like they tasted like it was frozen ground meat. So
the pictures you sent us looked really good. So, those were plump burgers. Yes.
Anyways, Jordan, before we go on to the main subject, I gotta know. Chelsea's on the main, she's on the front lines with this.
Yes.
How
and it stresses me out. It stresses me out every time she goes to work. So my wife works for a grocery store chain, for the listeners that don't know. Chelsea is still fairly unbothered by all of this. Like, she's like, I have to go to work, and that's just the way it is. Like, I can't not go to work, and today really pissed me off because she was sent to work at a different store where there was an alleged case of coronavirus with an employee. And I'm like, it takes one person to ruin it for literally everyone else in that store. Uh-huh. And like, Chelsea, she's like, it's fine. Like, everything's good. Everything's fine. Everybody, you know, nobody here is sick. Nobody here looks like they're sick. I'm like, yeah, I understand that, but they could still be carrying something. She's like, yeah, but anybody who comes in my store, my actual store, could be carrying something too. So it doesn't, like, what's the point? And I was like, well, like, I wasn't happy that they sent her to that store. Like, I think that store should have shut down for a day, wiped everything down, and then reopened the next day.
Yeah.
And made sure everything was all right. But I don't make the rules. But as far as, like, her going to work, she's like, yeah, I can't not go to work. So, because she's considered an essential employee.
And so. I've told you this before, and I'll say it again. I'm not even joking. She's a hero.
Yeah.
Like, I hope you know that when I say that, there's no sarcasm, no joke behind that. Like,
I know.
People really running the country right now.
Dude, I'm fucking stressed out. I, like, last 2 weeks, I've been stressed out working from home.
Yeah.
And she's actually leave. Like, whenever I go to the CD store, there's no more than two people there. And I'm stressed out at that at this point.
Yeah. Totally understandable. So,
well, you know, honestly, you know, I work with guys that are, holy shit, are like 70, 80 years old.
Same.
And I have no choice but to go to work because, like, literally, I'm preparing aircraft for fire season. Yeah. And luckily, most of the old guys are staying the fuck away from work.
Good.
A couple of them aren't, and it stresses me out because, you know, honestly, in my job, they're not entirely essential. Like, again, I'm getting aircraft ready for fire season on the West Coast. The last few years, I have to do this. You know?
Yeah.
And it sucks because I'm potentially putting those guys in danger. That stresses me out. Like, I go nowhere but work, home, and when I have to, the grocery store and the brewery, apparently.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. I'm throwing that one in because I almost said something.
Yeah. Maybe I should rethink my life. I'll do that next week. Anyways, you know what? Fuck this shit. I want to talk about Joe Exotic.
Finally! Okay.
Robbie, you're fired.
Yeah, Robbie, did you not do the essential viewing for tonight's episode?
I haven't watched the last two episodes, but I have read the cliff notes.
Okay,
because I watched the last three episodes today.
I watched the last five episodes yesterday. So...
Does Robbie even know what we're talking about?
Rob,
you can't shake your head no. I can't see you.
Yeah, I can't forget about that.
I like that we could hear it. And you knew what he was doing. Anyway, for the listener, we're just going full spoiler, completely discussion on Netflix's new hit show, The Tiger King.
Holy shit, yeah. What a fucking ride.
I've been supposed to be watching that show, so I've been watching other things.
I know how it ends, obviously. He freaking pays someone their freaking name and ends up in prison.
You cut out through all of that. Robbie, turn your camera off.
It is.
Turn your picture off.
You know, we're on AT&T, so we're getting our broadband to the phone line. So right now, during the pandemic, where everybody's just watching Netflix.
Everyone's watching Tiger King, except for Robbie.
Yeah, everybody but Robbie.
Okay, I need to ask you guys right now. Did Carol feed her husband to a tiger?
I vote yes.
I'm undecided. I feel like I'm the only person in the world who is undecided because... Okay, hold on. Before I get into that, I have to unpack a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. So, first off, this enormous cast of characters, everybody is awful. There is no good guy. I think if there is any person in this cast that is a good guy, it's the dude that had the double amputated legs.
Yeah, no legs guy.
Because whenever he saw the shit hit the fan, he was like, I'm out. And then that was like the best thing anyone could have done. So Joe Exotic, dude has a super sketchy past. Carol Baskin.
Josh, sit on your hands.
His super sketchy past. Doc Antle, holy shit. Like, there is nobody in this show that is a good person. Everybody is literally the worst.
So, Jordan, on that note, the most normal guy is the motherfucking coke dealer in Miami.
Yes.
That helped his people feed a guy to his tigers, an FBI agent. That was the most normal guy. Why is that the most normal guy in the show?
Actually, the most normal guy is the double amputee. So
the producer of the show was actually pretty normal, actually, to tell you the truth.
But, he was kind of an enabler, though.
So,
yeah, well, he was trying to make money.
Yeah. Everybody in this show is awful. That being said, I'm still undecided. I'm more convinced that what was her husband's name? Don?
Don, yeah.
I'm convinced he just jumped ship to Costa Rica. I'm convinced that he that's where he is. Like, I don't think because I'm following the logic that they said on the show, even before they said it, where it was like, well, if he was put in the grinder, there would still be bones. There would still be some kind of material culture. Or if he was fed tiger, it would still be bone. Like, I'm fully on board with that. But I think the dude just went, fuck it, I'm out.
So Nessa just told me she thinks Joe Exotic kidnapped Don and fed him to his tigers.
No, because it's way too early in the game for that.
That was a good theory, though.
It's a good theory, but the one... Why is there ice?
Robbie's making all the noise tonight.
The one line in the show...
I'm upstairs.
So, you know the scene where Joe's complaining about, oh, they put perfume on my shoes, and the tiger was dragging him around?
Yes.
Smash cut to Carol saying, the only way to get a tiger to eat someone is to cover them in sardine oil or something.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Carol, that's pretty specific.
I was like, I saw that, and I was like, damn, way to incriminate yourself, woman.
And then she was like, perfume would just make them love your shoes.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck?
So, all right, before we go any further, let's talk about some of these people. You first have the actual self-proclaimed Tiger King, Joe Exotic. Now, this dude, it's not his last name. It's a whatever. Now, this man, yeah. So, this dude is from Oklahoma. He is a gay man who just so happens to be a huge redneck with the biggest mullet I have ever seen this side of the 1980s.
And conservative.
He's a he ran on the libertarian ticket, which is basically a conservative that just wants to smoke weed. Anyway, he owns giant cats on his property that he just so happens to call a zoo. There is no way that is a zoo. Like, there's no. So he breeds these big cats. And he's also a country singer, and he doesn't even sing his own songs. So he gets somebody else to record them, and then he sits on top of.
That's the thing. His voice, oh my god, his voice is amazing. His songs are fucking stupid.
That's not his voice. That's not him. Yeah, it's not.
So I haven't watched the last two episodes yet. Does this come out?
No, it doesn't come out. But
this just my lack of research?
It was your lack of exactly what Jordan was just saying. Is your lack of listening? He was just saying that while you were talking over him. That's what it was.
Oh.
So within the first 15 minutes of the first episode, you learn that this man is gay. That he has had tigers for 20, 30 plus years, that he's bred tigers for 30 plus years, that he was at one point running for president, then running for the governorship of Oklahoma, and then also is a country music artist. What the hell is going on?
I kind of like Josh on mute.
I put myself on mute.
Thank you.
The dude got 19% of the vote. He got 19% of the vote for governor.
Yeah, which is about 19% more than I would have expected.
So, and then...
But you see how many people is like, oh, he says it like it is. That's why we're in the fucking situation we're in.
Jordan?
And then we have Carol Baskin, who... All right, so I before this even came out, I actually did follow Big Cat Rescue on Facebook. And and I'm not familiar with her. The only reason I follow them on Facebook is because the guy who runs the Coal and Marmalade YouTube page did some like advocacy work with them. And I, you know, whenever I was reading about them, it's, hey, this is a big cat sanctuary. All of the cats here are like former circus animals or animals that can't go back out into the wild. Like, they have nowhere else to go. They come here to live out the rest of their days. I'm like, cool. That's really admirable. I'm into it. And then I see what, like, the fuck shit she's been up to. And I'm like, God, she does not pay any of her people. They are all volunteers. And if you want to be a top-tiered volunteer, you have to volunteer for 5 years. That's fucked up. And, like, the only reward is that you might get to see and feed a tiger. Or you get a big cat or something like that. And I'm like, well, shit, I don't think I like this. And then all the shit came out about her marrying, first off, being the other woman for this dude that she married, who was a millionaire, and then he just disappeared.
Yeah.
I'm unconvinced that she killed him, but I'm not also not convinced. Like, I'm not convinced, but I'm also not convinced. So I think you could go either way. But right now, my gut reaction was like, homeboy picked up a flight to Costa Rica and then just left it all behind. And then the award
but her telling the story about him disappearing and her laughing during it, that's a little disconcerting.
It is very disconcerting, but how many times do you think she's had to tell that story?
At least five.
Once per episode, so what, seven? So, and I don't even care about the nonsense that goes on in Joe Exotic Zoo. And like, I could probably like, yeah, whatever. There's this controversy over here with Kara. Then there's this Doc Bogavantle guy. And let me tell you something. He was the scariest one to me because this motherfucker grew up in like this hippie culture and this Eastern Asian philosophy religion. And that's what he brings to his big cat or animal sanctuary. And his entire sanctuary is his own reserve. And I don't mean like reserve as in, hey, this is an animal reserve. I'm talking about like a people reserve, like a compound. Like this is where he forms his own cult.
Sorry,
and all of the people stop having coronas. And all of the people that he hires are all very young, attractive women who typically are virgins, and then he lures them to live on his compound. And has sex with them in this fucking big cat harem that's somewhere on this property. But then he doesn't talk about it. They interview one of the people that quit. She's like, yeah, I went down there and like they're all vegetarian. Horse loft is where I lived. I maybe got $100 a week, and all of the other girls were like, you might want to think about sleeping with Doc Antle. And he's like, she's like, I didn't want to, but I thought about it. She's like, and then I just got out of there, and I'm like, Jesus, this dude has this cult of women that he preys upon in order to have sex with them. And the dude's got like four wives, which I'm not here to shame any person who is polygamous or anything, but this dude like purposefully lures these young women to live and work on his animal reserve. And he's like naming them, saying shit like, oh yeah, she got here whenever she was 19. She's been here for 16 years now. Like, what the fuck?
But fucking Joe Exotic did the same goddamn thing, except he was offering his husband's meth.
Yeah.
And weed.
What the fuck is wrong with these people? Yeah. You got
that
be
dude
fucking,
is also fucked up.
You got to be charismatic fucking psychopath to fucking... It's like these motherfuckers are like the Joseph Smith of big cats.
Like what's...
This is insane.
What's even worse with Joe Exotic is that he and I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but that there's I can't think of a better way to phrase it, where it's like he went and preyed on straight men and just like kept them around with drugs.
Yeah.
So he kept, yeah, and then like the one dude who was super young wanted out, or did like I guess just wanted like a shoulder to cry on, and Joe Exotic was like, and this was, they were married. Like when the dude married him when he was 19 and he was like 50 something. And then the dude who wasn't gay killed himself because he wanted out of the damn relationship.
But and that's the thing, it's like this is like conspiracy type shit, I know. And I try not to do this, but it's like, was it an accident, or was it he like knew and said, fuck this, I'm out?
Wait, start over. What are you talking about?
The suicide. He said, was this an accident, or was it?
Oh, no, no. It was purposeful. Like, because remember the part in the documentary where the people were saying, anytime, because his name was Travis, like anytime Travis would go to talk to Joe, like Joe would be so busy with like his feud with Carole Baskin or trying to make money with like his quote unquote business partner, and all that shit fell through. And he's like, well, he doesn't have time to listen to me or anything. And the dude was already fucked up on like meth and weed. But he just offed himself.
The thing is,
yeah.
And the thing is that you know, they said, oh, everybody knows that Ruger won't pull the trigger with a clip out. Okay, as a person who knows firearms, I know goddamn well if the clip's out, you check the chamber and make sure the fucking round is out. But at the same time, there are firearms out there that won't fire with the clip out.
He didn't point the gun at himself with the clip out. He pointed the gun at the other dude with the clip out. And he said, hey, remember, I told you not to point a gun at me. And then that's when he said, oh, don't you know that they can't fire without a clip? And then that's whenever he like turned it on himself and killed himself, because he did have the clip.
Oh, he did have the clip?
Yeah, well, I mean, not when he pointed at the dude. Like when he turned it on himself, he put it in.
Oh, I must have missed that part. You know, I feel fucking awful for the dude. And like this whole series, like it's no wonder it's the number one trending fucking series on Netflix right now.
Well, and then
it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
There was the other guy that he was married to, like the older guy that he was married to at the same time. I forgot what his name was. And then like his story is like, I was actually having an affair with the girl who like worked at the front counter.
Yeah, the secretary.
And he's like, I'm not gay. Like, he's like, I dated girls in school. I don't know what I was doing with Joe, but like I ended up having a kid with this other girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit. Like and then they cuts to Joe Exotic going like, yeah, I'm married two straight men. I'm like, gee, what? What the hell is going on?
Yeah. When you go to Sonic, what hot dog do you buy? Jesus Christ. This whole series is just, it's fucking crazy, man.
And then there was the dude from California who I guess had a lot of money. I think he was from California. The dude,
Jeff Lowe, Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah, that's right. Who came in as a business partner. And then they had a big falling out, but like only after Joe sold all of the zoo's assets to him. So in like essentially handed over the zoo. And then in the midst of all of this, Joe is being accused of hiring a hitman to kill Carole Baskin. So all because they're having this feud about big cats and breeding big cats. And holy shit, man. I have no idea.
So,
That's just
so here's the thing. So I know Jake knows. Robbie, my Jordan, I don't know. For the last about year and a half, I've wanted a pet mountain lion so bad. Like, I want a goddamn pet wanted pet mountain lion.
Yeah, I was gonna say, choose your words wisely here, pal.
Yeah. I've really wanted a pet mountain lion, and my wife's told me no, Jake's told me no. Robbie just goes, okay. Jordan, can I have a pet mountain lion?
After this, I would highly
push you to
get any kind of other animal.
See, this is the thing. It's like, sudden, I have a realization. I want one fucking... So there's a Disney movie when I was a kid.
Charlie?
Charlie the Lonesome Cougar. And that gave me an obsession to have a fucking pet mountain lion. It was such a great movie. It's just this mountain lion that the guy raised, and then he grew up and ran back into the wild eventually. And I fucking loved it when I was a kid. And so ever since then, I wanted a pet mountain lion. But this show, it's like, all these motherfuckers who own big cats are incredibly douchey and incredibly fucking insane.
So as I was watching this,
so now I can't have a pet mountain lion because of these fucking assholes.
And also, it's illegal. But
only in Georgia. In Georgia, it's illegal. When I was in Florida, I could have a fucking pet mountain lion.
Again, two of these three people lived in Florida. That tells you all you need to know.
Yeah.
Also,
the drug dealer is still the most normal one.
I have always wanted to pet and take a picture with a big cat, or pet a baby big cat, or pet a big cat.
Yeah.
And that's just because I love cats. That's not because I have like an ego thing or anything. It's like, hey, I've had cats my entire life. Whenever I go to the actual zoos that are focused on conservation and helping animals, like the Audubon Zoo or the Zoo Atlanta, or like legitimate on paper nonprofit zoos, I always want to go see the lions, and I always want to go see the tigers and the panthers and the jaguars, et cetera, et cetera. But now, after seeing this, I'm like, oh, I need to rethink if I want to even attempt to try to pet a big cat ever in my life. And then the more I thought about it is like, no, because these assholes were crazy before they got big cats.
Yeah.
Big cats don't make you crazy. All of these people were fucking crazy before that.
Well, but that's the thing, though. You know, I'm coming from a childhood dream of I want to fucking have a pet mountain lion that I can play fetch with. So I want a dog. I mean, that really. I want a dog that will play fetch with me. One of my dogs will play fetch for a little bit, but then she's like, fucking, I'm out.
You know what else killed me about this show? Along all these lines? Did you catch the part when the sleaze bag from Vegas, you know, he got his new partner and they're building the new zoo?
Yeah.
And they're like, this is going to be the best zoo in America.
So hold on. Continue. I'm sorry.
It'll be quick. Dude, you're competing against San Diego Zoo, the Smithsonian Zoo, for Animal Kingdom, like the Zoo Atlanta.
Dude, the Boise Zoo and the Portland Zoo are two of the best zoos I've ever been to.
Portland Zoo's real good. Jordan, what were you going to say?
No, and like, why is it everybody who wants, or as far as this documentary goes, I clearly can't say everybody because I've never met everybody who's done this, but who wants to make one of these quote-unquote wildlife reserves or one of these quote-unquote zoos, why are they always like backwoods redneck types. Like, nobody, not once in that entire fucking documentary did they talk to people outside of that stereotype that ran similar sorts of zoos. Like, that's, so that is the sliding scale that that documentary gives me. And I'm like, okay, sure. This has clearly got to be representative of a larger, this is just a small sample size. But like, again, large nonprofit zoos, not included in this. But holy hell, what shit? And the thing that pissed me off the most, and it's something that was said towards the end of the series, on the end of the last episode, and this was in, I was thinking about this the entire time, because again, these larger zoos are built off of like the conservation and like helping these animals. And there's one dude at the end said this entire thing started because everybody was an animal advocate. They wanted to do right by these big cats, but not one animal during this entire, the course of this entire feud, not one animal was helped. And I was like, fuck, right there. It was like right there. Yeah.
Remember when you texted me earlier today and I was like, put a pin in that thought until the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about. Like, I felt guilty myself because through this entire 7-episode span, I got so caught up with the people. And then when they dropped that bomb at the end about how just basically no one's caring about the tigers, I was like, oh shit, I fell into that. Well, I wasn't caring about the tigers.
Did you guys not notice Doc's tigers? Doc's tigers were all overweight. Like, they're all, so, yeah. And then you go to Joe's tigers. Joe's tigers were all under fucking weight.
Because he was feeding them expired Walmart meat.
No, and he was making pizza. Pizza out of expired motherfucking Walmart meat. You guys got that right? I want expired Walmart meat, fucking sausage, whatever, fucking pizza.
And also, all the people that fed the tigers would take the shit that was still good. Like, the dude was like, oh, this is still frozen. I'm taking this.
Dude, if you weren't getting paid, would you take that fucking protein to live, though? Do you blame them?
No, I
don't. The girl that lost her arm thought that the best... the best thing was go back to work when Joe said, oh, I'm never going to recover from this financially. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. You shouldn't recover from that financially. Now I'm...
Okay, I had another observation.
I'm going to hug my dog.
Okay, you do that. Another observation I made... And I don't know, I'm just going specifically off of the information presented in the documentary. So I don't know how much of this... But did anyone see a veterinarian in 7 episodes of
no.
this?
No.
There's no veterinarian. No one had a veterinarian. No one had an animal care specialist.
What kind of doctor was Doc? Or was it just Doc by Doc?
It was just Doc. He's a tiger sex cult leader, which is a sentence I've never thought I'd say.
This sounds like the basis of religion I used to belong to.
We don't have tigers.
We have space. We have planets. Pad.
Tigers would have been way cool. No, I'm not going to fall into it. No.
No, I want my own planet with dinosaurs. And that's it.
We used to have that. Did we ruin it? I was going to say we ruined it all, but that's scientifically inaccurate. Anyway, guys, we got to wrap this up.
Why?
Because it's over. The show's over. Unless anyone
so,
has...
Well, hold on. So as far as like the saga... the partnership between the Joe guy and the Tim guy, I think that was his name, Tim?
Jeff.
Jeff. Anyway, they didn't even get finished building their zoo, and then they already like decided to not like they split up because the one dude was footing the bill, and Jeff, the guy from Las Vegas, was just using all the other dude's money.
Yeah,
and I guess Doc Antle is Doc Antle was accused of euthanizing tigers, tigers, and then Joe is in jail and has been convicted for 22 years, or he was sentenced to 22 years, I should say.
Yep.
And then Carol Baskin, she's the one that like got everything she wanted out of this.
Yeah, she came out on top. I was half expecting her to end up with Joe's tigers.
So I haven't researched this yet, but I've been meaning to. But the guy that was trying to produce the reality series, is he the producer for this series? I mean, I know his shit was blown up when Joe freaked the fuck out and blew up his studio.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, I straight up think Joe's the one who burned his own studio down because whenever...
Yeah, it's fucking obvious.
Yeah.
Whenever what?
Well, like whenever that video clip of, like, the hidden camera was like... It's like, so does he? It's like, where's the footage? It's like, it's in my office, or it's in my studio. It was like, does he have a copy of it? And then he's like, no. So he's like, so the only copy of it is in your studio. And he goes, yeah. He goes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, motherfucker just told him to burn down his own studio. And then, oh, Jake, holy shit! You know those alligators that were in there that were killed?
Uh huh.
Those alligators belong to Michael Jackson.
What?
Yes.
No, what?
Yes. Wait, what? Yes. Where does this come from? Was this a series?
Hold on, I'll send it to the group chat right now.
What?
Yes.
So I'm guessing they had previously belonged to him, and like after he died, Joe got them?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the timeline, this series covers like 20 years, so it's hard to... Because like Carol's husband goes missing in like 1997. So, I mean, there's quite a timeline here, but I had no... So, like...
I really wish I didn't drop my phone in the toilet.
But speaking of the dead alligators, the dead crocodilians, like, at first you're like, but Joe loves the animals. Come to find out at the end, he's totally fine with killing the animals.
Mm-hmm. Because so of all the fucking tiger bone they found when they were digging up his...
What the fuck was the tiger was dragging him by... The liger was dragging him by his fucking foot, and he started shooting at it. He couldn't even fucking hit it at point blank.
I don't think he was trying to hit it. I assumed he was just trying to scare it. For being dragged around by a tiger, I felt in that scene, he held his composure pretty well. Because also, I don't remember which episode it was.
I pushed a wild bear out of my yard just fucking fine.
But like,
just saying.
In one of the episodes, the Jeff Lowe dude, you know, one of the lions got a little rough with him and he freaked the F out.
Well, because his girlfriend was in there and he told him to get out, got his composure after she got out, though.
That's true.
You but know, also, the,
between maybe you should
being be in a cage. Yourself and worried about someone else.
Yeah. Man, the whole Michael Jackson thing is blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Michael Jackson own alligators?
Was he one of these people?
Like, he had a personal amusement park to invite a certain clientele.
All right, that's a whole other documentary series. We'll have to get into that.
I haven't watched that series yet because I do not have access to HBO.
And on that note, don't say that spitefully at me. I'm not giving you the password.
It's not even your fucking password.
I know, so I'm not giving it to you. It wouldn't be right. Anyway, I think it's a good time to, as any, says, Robbie, go watch the show. Go watch the show and let us know what you think. Too. All right.
I keep forgetting Robbie's on tonight.
It's because you made him shut his camera off and it didn't help. Anyway, all right. Show's over. Bye, everybody. Take it away, Kenny.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.